In continuing the Break Free from Fossil Fuels events, particularly in Colorado, a broad coalition of groups convened at Big Dry Creek Open Space in Thornton with the goal of stopping a proposed 10-acre hydraulic fracturing site expected to be the largest in the nation to date. A common practice throughout the nation is to place fossil fuel industrial sites next to low-income or marginalized communities.
So right over there, they currently have test wells, but they're planning to build a 10-acre site. It'll be one of the largest fracking sites in the nation. There's an elementary school across the street, and they're building low-income housing in this community 350 feet away because in Colorado, old structures have a 500-foot setback, and new structures only have about 350-foot setback.
The well is being proposed near Thornton Silver Creek Elementary School. 350.org founder Bill McKibben participated in the action where he looked over the site where an existing well is located.
And can we walk a little bit closer over here, please? And tell me what we're seeing and what you're feeling.
So we're looking at test wells for this fracking site over here in Thornton. And once this site is built out, apparently it'll be one of the larger frack sites in the whole country. They're talking about 10 acres. And here we are in the middle of a residential community bounded in by houses and roads and schools on all sides. I mean, it's nuts.
State Representative Joe Salazar represents the district and said that the oil and gas industry has waged a campaign against him.
Before I ran for office, you know, you're called into all sorts of organizations so that they could meet you. And I was called in by the Oil and Gas Association and by Colorado Association for Commerce and Industry. They wanted to get to know me as a candidate. So I sat in a room full of about 100 of them, and they started asking me questions about where I stood on oil and gas. And I told them, I said, look, my family goes way back here in the state of Colorado, long before there was a state of Colorado, long before there was a United States. I said, so that being the case, I said, I know what it means to be a caretaker of the earth. I said, and I have a problem with your industry. I said, so let's have an understanding with one another. I won't have a problem with your industry if you stop obliterating our environment and we won't have to clean up your mess after you leave. I didn't get their endorsement. I made a commitment that I would keep running bills against the oil and gas industry. And this past year, I ran the oil and gas liability bill. I'm committed to battling oil and gas next year. They have promised to put in $1 million against me in my little state house district race. But I don't care. I'm happy to poke the bear and slap him in the face at the same time.
An oil company doesn't have to come to the city. They can go to the state, get the permit from the state.
Thornton City Council Representative Val Vigil is fighting the oil and gas industry and said why.
They can drill a mile and a half. They can drill two and a half, 3 miles horizontally, and the city is not allowed to go in there and check any of that at all whatsoever. None. What does that tell you? That you, because you're a small guy, you have to jump hoops to go out of this stuff, but if you got money and if you're a big company, you don't? That's not right, folks. That is why I signed up as a volunteer to get petitions for 75 and 78.
So they'll come in and they'll drill one well, and then some owner says, okay, now we want to annex to the city so we can build houses, and we'll build houses around it. But when you've got your house, and they want to come back on your backyard and start drilling after you've bought, that is totally, totally wrong. You can't do that. The health issue is the biggest issue in there. We don't know what's going on. Nobody knows. We have a well right up in here that I'm looking at right now. They've had 3 leaks already in the last year. They've had leaks. Okay.
Who owns that well?
Synergy. Mm-hmm. They came in and they spilled up in there, so they had to come in and dig up all the contaminated dirt and haul it out. Guess what happened? When they got on York Street, just down up in here, the driver forgot to lock the tailgate, and they spilled half of it on the road. For crying out loud. I mean, these are supposed to be big, huge companies. How can you make mistakes like that?
The last action of the day was to march to the existing fracking well to plant sunflower seeds, even though it would mean trespassing to do it.
We're going to be taking some sunflower seeds here. We're going to be walking down the path, and instead of this 10 10-acre industrial toxic fracking site, we are going to be planting the vision of the world that we would like to see. Folks are welcome to make their own decision and walk down there, but we want to let you know that you could potentially be risking arrest.
Those who were willing to risk arrest descended to the site.
About 20 people have come onto the site to hang a banner that reads, "Defend our communities," and they're spreading sunflower seeds.
We came to create life instead of destroy it.
And there are about 10 more behind who are coming as well.
One police car was waiting and more arrived.
When your child's life is threatened, you do not ask a politician if it's legal to save your child's life.
Yeah.
Yes. Woo. And a grandchild too.
Amen.
Where are the lines? Where are the lines?
The whole world is our backyard.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. Woo. This is the last resort. The state government has failed us. The legislature has failed us.
Our governor has failed us.
Oh, yeah.
This is the last resort.
Coloradans are being told by the Supreme Court that our inalienable rights to happiness, to defend our property, are only inalienable when they do not pertain to the oil and gas industry. So this November, we are asking everyone to come out to the ballot box and vote yes for health and safety over fracking.
Yeah.
The only two avenues available to us, we have done everything we can. We have gone through all the proper channels. The only two avenues we have left are to change our constitutional law, to make communities' rights to defend themselves from fracking the highest law in the land, and to put our bodies on the line in peaceful civil disobedience.
None was arrested. A smaller group locked arms in front of the fence that surrounded the drill site equipment. None was arrested. Police watched. Another group entered the area behind the surrounding barricade. Again, none was arrested.
Are you afraid to arrest us? Did the boss tell you don't arrest them because maybe the press will have to report it?
Maybe.
And then if the press reports that people are laying their bodies down where this toxic, cancer-causing industrial activity is moving into our communities, then people will say, maybe that's not okay. Maybe we don't have to take it.
We don't have to take it anymore.
We're not gonna take it.
We will never go away. We live here.
And then one protester spoke directly to police.
I want to ask you the question. How does it make you feel when you know that there's an elementary school right over here that's about to be poisoned with hundreds of children that are going there every day? How does that make you feel? But I just want you to think about that.
Do any of your children go to that school? Think about if your kids were in that school and you had a 10-acre toxic waste dump being built across the highway. How would you feel about that?
I was told that I was trespassing. The law enforcement officer told me that if I cross that line and I come up here, that I'm trespassing and I will be arrested. But they won't arrest me because they are afraid that it will bring more people and more people who don't want toxic, cancer-causing industrial activities shoved down their throats. I'm trespassing, and I'm not afraid. Arrest me!
This will not end until fracking ends. We have a 13-year-old standing here with us.
We will not stop until they stop.
Then, being warned of possible felony charges for climbing the stairs of one of the tanks to hang a banner that read, "Defend our communities," 3, then 4, then 5 people climbed, including 13-year-old Lexi of Firestone in Weld County, known around the world for the extensive density of its tens of thousands of fracking sites. But again, none was arrested.
You decided to go all the way. I was wondering what made you reach that decision and what were you feeling?
Well, the reason I made that decision was because there's not many people willing to fight for the people. And I feel there needs to be that one person who needs to stand up to everybody and just fight until the end, until you get what you want. And I just decided to fight until the end and get what I want.
And what do you want?
I want freedom for the people. I want an actual democracy. I want people to quit fracking and stop killing everybody.
And we won't stop until there is justice.
Yep.
No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
Get up, stand up, yeah! Get up for your right.
Woo!
Get up, stand up.
And the police are driving off now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 police cars. Still, the groups counted the action as a win.